Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reesa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Well, here we are again.
How are you this fine Monday morning?
Good morning, Reesa. April 13th, 2015. Wow. It's still hard to understand that figure, isn't it? 2015, it's like we're... Because you see the movies about the future and everything, and they'll say, like in the year 1989, there'll be... voyages to Mars, and look at that, was a long time ago.
Well, they're trying to go to Mars still.
Yeah, they're still trying, yeah.
I'm just glad we don't have any spacemen visiting at this point. But then, according to some people, we do. I'm glad
I haven't seen
any.
Well, I saw something on TV the other day, and they said there's aliens among us. There's all that stuff. And
that I think could qualify from being from another planet, but not officially.
No, it's a whole topic in itself. But boy, I'll tell you. Taxes, you can't say they're around the corner. They're on us now. And, it just seems like yesterday we were all talking about getting our taxes in, and now it's happening again. It just kind of seems to be a reoccurring thing, doesn't it, this tax thing?
Well, life goes on. It's the circle of life. What can we say?
Reesa, I give you a lot of credit. I give you a lot of credit that the time you take for filming and so on. Well, we'll talk about that later because we're in a film shoot yesterday. Well, we'll go over that later.
Okay. Well, that brings us up to Hot Topics.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topics.
Well, Jim, people from around the country have been suffering with snowstorms and rainstorms and floods and all kinds of stuff. Well, California doesn't have seasons, but it does have earthquakes. And we had a couple right underneath where, not directly, but literally less than a mile from my house yesterday. One was a 3-point-something, the other was a 2-point-something, I think. And I felt the second one. I wasn't home for the first one, but the second one I felt. And I grabbed my two little doggies and I ran towards the hallway and then it stopped. And I've lived in California long enough to know that if you stand still for more than about 5 seconds and you don't feel any more shaking, it's pretty much done for right then.
It
kept me up all night waiting for the big one because we are due for the big one. So whenever we have a little one, it reminds me that we need to make sure that we're earthquake prepared, which I realized I am not. I have used up my earthquake supplies or at least realigned them so they've shifted back into the mainstream of food, and I have not replenished them. So, you got to keep at least 3 days' supply. I have a earthquake kit that has the emergency stuff, the flashlights, the little lights you crack and they, light up.
Yeah.
I keep that, that stuff doesn't so much have to be rotated out. But you need to keep enough water for 3 days. You need to be able to have enough food that doesn't have to be cooked for 3 days.
That's
and
true.
Your pets need food. And I realize I've rotated my dog food that I keep in the trunk of my car, because if you can't go back into your building, you can't get your pets food, and nobody's going to care about your pets eating when there's a shortage of food. So I've got to get another case of dog food to keep in my car. I've got to replenish my canned goods because at the end of last year, I rotated everything that was about to expire out and either took it to a food pantry or gave it away or ate it or did something with it. So I have very few canned goods left. I don't have canned juices. My water, again, I've used the water that was in the trunk of my car and the water that's in my house. All of this stuff I need to replace. I want to take this time to remind everybody, you have got to replenish all of your earthquake preparedness stuff, or you're going to be in trouble. So just a little word to the wise. Jim,
good point, Reith. Good point on the pets, too, because a lot of people don't think about, well, you know, they're stocking up all their canned goods, but that little fish is swimming around won't have any food.
Absolutely. You got to keep food for the pets, too. So what's your hot topic this week?
Well, you know, you mentioned being prepared. Well, I just wanted to touch on financial situations for baby boomers. And, you know, it's tax time is coming, and you may be getting a refund. But on the other hand, you may not be getting a refund. It depends on how your finances were in order. Baby boomer retirement planning errors offer lessons for young investors. Most baby boomers are unprepared for retirement, mostly because they've just made a lot of financial mistakes. I'll give you about seven financial mistakes to avoid, okay? All right, for the baby boomers, they assumed what went up will continue to go up. Well, you remember back in 08 what happened, and I was one of the victims of thinking that way. Ran out and got a condo because I figured, well, the condos were $80,000, $200,000, and they went up to $400,000. I'm thinking, I'm going to grab this condo before it goes up to $600,000. Well, when I bought it, all of a sudden, bam, it crashed and down it went. So don't assume all go up. That's one of the mistakes. All right. Using your home equity.
You got 1 minute to give all seven, so.
Okay, I'll cut him fast. So. Using your home equity as a primary retirement nest egg, no. If you sell your house, you have money from your home. Otherwise, you're borrowing money from the bank. Failure to diversify. Okay, you don't put all your eggs in a basket. Ignoring life expectancy. We're going to be living longer than a lot of people thought. All right, sacrificing retirement for family or friends. Remember, that's your nest egg. All right, becoming addicted to stuff. Don't buy too much stuff. Don't pile up and go out and keep buying. And number seven, don't be encumbered with more monthly payments, bigger car payments, et cetera. So cut costs and save. Bingo. What do you think, Reed?
I've made all of those mistakes, Jim. So let's go
you
to commercial so I can think about it a little bit.
Hey, guys. What's up? My name is Eric Ezizuli. I'm a host, motivational speaker, and social media networking strategist. CEO of Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Are you done doing it the hard way? Well, come do it the easy way. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We offer promotional PR marketing services, media outreaching, social media networking, fundraising. We have seven different divisions. From TV and film to music to events to fundraising to media to PR to marketing, we're a one-stop shop. Check us out at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And our Facebook is Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and Easy Way Broadcasting on Instagram. Follow the movement, and remember, hashtag Easy Way. If you're a like-minded individual looking to do positive things, check us out. You can also receive our text updates by texting EasyWay, no spaces, that's letter E, letter Z, to 313131 and receive all of our EasyWay updates. And remember, let's all love humans.
Life is
all
hard.
All right, so cool.
We roll the easy way.
We roll the easy way, and Reith, I'll tell you, I ran into a couple really interesting people, and I went to a little event called the Real, you know, that's film Real, Real Cowboys. Now,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're on yet, but hopefully they can call in this morning. So, we got anybody on?
Yes, we're here.
Oh, Sharon.
Hi, Jim.
Sharon and Rick, Sharon Evans and Rick Rogers. Reith, I'll tell you, talking about an interesting situation, drove down and met these people at a breakfast, and wow, talking about going back. Reith, I don't know if you remember the term vaudeville.
I looked at their video last night.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I have to admit, vaudeville was before my time, but I remember seeing some of the Al Jolson movies. And, Rick, I saw you do a little Al Jolson impression on your website.
Oh,
brought
thank
back
you.
Memories.
Well, Sharon and Rick, welcome to the show. Thank you for your time because I know you guys are busy. And just thank you for coming on. And boy, let's touch base on a few things. You guys are so interesting. And the King and the Queen of Vaudeville. What do you think of that for a term for you guys?
Well, we picked that name because we figured there's nobody else to contradict it. I mean, there's not nobody else to say, wait a minute, I'm the king of vaudeville and I'm the queen of vaudeville. There's not going to be anybody to saying that. So,
well, there's that side of it. And also, you know, a lot of our friends who do the same style of music, they don't consider themselves vaudevillians. We do. Vaudeville was clean. And vaudeville was the original family entertainment. And for those who remember the Ed Sullivan Show, that was vaudeville, but it was it was just with cameras and in a studio.
And even the Carol Burnett Show was a continuation of that too.
Yes, it was good variety show. They had all the elements, you know, with the comedy, with the different novelty acts and
classical singers, dancers, comedy, magic.
Aerobics,
juggling, magic, everything.
Well,
now, we're talking like
thought
the 1880s. We're talking about the 1880s to the basically when it was really heavy, you know, up until the, 40 years from U.S. and Canada. It started back that long ago, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But there's another element, and is that we are going to revive vaudeville as the... in the way it was where you had a circuit where you could go and see a good variety show, pay a relatively small price, and be entertained for quite a while. It's the foundation of all the entertainment that people love, like I Love Lucy, which has never lost its popularity. And the reason why is that the people who created the show were brought up with vaudeville, and they used all the elements of vaudeville in the show.
And didn't they even take the show on a tour to get laughs to polish it?
They would polish it up before a live audience and before it went on.
And there were people that actually took a TV show kind of like on a tour or do shows featuring the segments they're going to be doing. And that brings back to the idea of the Marx Brothers. The Marx Brothers did live versions of their movies before they shot the movie to get the timing so perfectly.
Wow.
Of course, the thing is, it's amusing to watch some of these things because the timing on the movies is not always the same as timing in a live show. So you have these long stretches where there's space for the laughs. And in a movie, the pace is a lot faster. People think, well, that sure is slow. It's not slow. It was the way it was going on the stage. The movie is a perfect recreation of the stage show. And if you look at it that way, then you get the picture.
I never thought about it until you said it before, but vaudeville was clean. And I guess the difference between vaudeville and burlesque was more of the MTV version, and vaudeville was the clean version. And I personally like clean. I go to these comedy stores sometime see friends, and oh my goodness. So it's great to know that there's some good, clean entertainment out there.
Thank you.
You know, go ahead, Jim.
Aretha, that's when I met Sharon and Rick. This was the whole scenario. I met them, and it was at the Real Cowboys event. And the whole premise of, you know, what they're putting together is clean, old-fashioned, good filming. And that's what it was all about. So I thought that was great. And you guys covered so many bases. It was really – and you had your Western outfits on, so you're covering all these aspects. It's amazing.
Well, Will Rogers was a vaudevillian. He also worked the Ziegfeld Follies, but he started in vaudeville. And there were other Western stars who worked vaudeville.
And he did just the trick roping without even the jokes. when he first started. He was just a great roper, and the audiences loved it. But so many people, his fellow entertainers, said, you know, Will, you have such a great sense of humor in all your jokes. Why don't you stick those in there when you're roping? He says, oh, I'm afraid people would laugh at me.
You know,
so is that funny coming from a comedian? I'm afraid they'd laugh at me.
Well, see, that's the thing. When you dig down, what the people see on TV and in the pictures is one thing. But when you go in the back on how that started or how this certain individual wind up doing this or that, it's really interesting.
Oh, yeah. And
All of the great, truly great entertainers of the 20th century, 99% of them got their start in vaudeville. Mickey Rooney,
Judy Garland,
Fred Astaire.
Bob Hope.
Yes, Bob Hope.
That's everybody, yeah.
Sharon, listening to you on the video, I would venture to guess that you have some classical training.
Yes, I do. And I've been singing since I was very small. I've always been in choirs, which that helps with the ear training, with, you know, being able to sing on pitch. Because when you're with other singers, it helps you to develop your ear training so that with someone singing something else, then, you know, you just stay right on the money.
Yeah.
But, my last voice teacher was my best, and she taught me what I always wanted to know. So, and she was a retired opera singer.
That is so cool. You know, and you guys are keeping this alive, just like the Real Cowboys with Robert Lanthier.
Yeah.
He's reaching back to the old Westerns, and, you know, they're doing a situation with 60 years of After Gunsmoke. It keeps that stuff going where you're reaching back to something where people kind of forgot the term. And vaudeville covered all the bases. And I know it had classical singers down with dancers, comedy, magic, and everything. What got you guys into this? Because there's so many avenues you could have went into. Like, how long ago did you meet up, and when was the decision made, hey, let's do the vaudeville thing?
Well, we have ours is a Hollywood love story. We met on stage at the Pig and Whistle, which is a Hollywood landmark. Pig and Whistle is a restaurant in Hollywood, and they were having an open mic there, a gentleman by the name of Mark Tortorici. And so I met him and started sitting in, and that's when I met these people who just live in the past, they dress that way, their music is from the 30s, the 20s, the teens. And I had to dig back into my memory to the days of the Ed Sullivan Show to be able to fit in with this crowd. And anyway, that's where I met a gentleman who was having his open night there. And he invited me to perform, and that's where I met Rick.
Wow. And is that club still there? The restaurant?
The restaurant is still there, but
they've been going through a lot of changes.
Yeah,
last time I went in, and I went right back out because they had loud, punk music, and I
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They threw us out and brought in a DJ, and then it's gone through a lot of incarnations, a lot of changes, but anyway, Richard Halpern is the gentleman who introduced us. And he's been a very dear friend to Rick for a lot of years. And so there was this Jolson connection with the Al Jolson Society. Where it was the second time that I connected with Rick. And only Rick didn't look like Rick. He looked like Eddie Cantor.
Yeah, they had plenty of Jolson impressionists, so they needed an Eddie Cantor on the, who was the other great vaudevillian and blackface entertainer, they called him. And of course, I don't use
Eddie
black
Cantor,
the makeup today. You know, as much as I'd like to be correct in those days, I mean, you know, I want to do everything as close to the original. Maybe Sharon can put it on my face and it would be okay.
No,
probably not. Politically correct is real fine line these days.
Yeah, no, but
we have fun
with it.
And
that's because of who we are. We can do things that probably no one else can in a good-natured way, not in a bad way.
Well, we're historians, and we look at the whole picture, whereas a lot of people are simply reactionary.
Absolutely.
And they have an agenda.
Yes, and they have an agenda.
Absolutely.
And so take, for instance, Shakespeare's Othello.
Mm-hmm.
How was it done in his day?
It was done in blackface.
That's right. And there was nothing mean-spirited about it, but something came along, and it was very mean-spirited, and it was very, just very ugly. But even then, that evolved, and people found that, and this may sound funny to some people, but they discovered that it was more fun to be black than it was to be white.
It was really, you know, flattery is the most, I mean, what is it? Imitation is the
imitation.
Most sincere form of flattery.
Yeah,
right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's kind of gotten lost over the days. And Rick, looking at you on the video, I would say you are a song and dance man.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, that's what I've always wanted to be. And ever since I was, 10 years old, I was listening to the Jolson records and watching the movies. You know, I had one of these early reel-to-reel video recorders, and I would tape the late night movies and watch them the next day and watch them for months and months and get all the gestures down. And, you know, so I was just doing those old performers when I was 9-10 years old, and it even goes crazier. Should I tell them real quick about the time when a famous person came into the house? And
this is interesting.
We want the interesting stories.
Yeah, this one's killer. This one's amazing. Here I am, just doing the Jolson stuff, and in Malibu, my parents were selling the house. He had potential buyers, and one guy came up in his big fancy car, and black couple, and they saw that I had a stage in the living room. And they said, "What's the stage doing here with the curtains and everything?" "Oh, well, our son Rick is, getting into show business." And he said, "Well, what does he do?" And they played a tape that I just did of me in the blackface doing a Jolson song. And the guy was really blown away by that, didn't hate it. He loved it. He said, "Oh, that's fantastic. Can you do it right now live?" And I said, "Sure." And he said, and I got up on the stage. He said, no, just like the movie, just like the picture with the black on your face.
Oh, so cool.
So I was pretty much forced to do it exactly that way. You know, he insisted. And later on, I found out who the guy was. I sang Mammy for him, and he just loved it. It was Eldridge Cleaver.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh.
You know, you never know. God, you just never know. The words influence and evolve. It's like some certain situation could happen in your life when you're young or you meet somebody, and it just catapults you out into a certain life, and you get involved in entertainment, and you influence and affect other people. It's funny how that all works. You know, you go back to the beginning and how all this stuff has started, and the music. Raith and I talk about some of that, how the old music started with the rhythm and blues back in the South, and how it went up to Chicago, mm-hmm. New York. It's amazing in itself.
Yeah,
it is. Now, we're almost out of time, but I do want to get your information out there. Tell us quickly about the Dreamsville project.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Dreamsville is going to be the recreation and the preservation of the old world of entertainment, beginning with vaudeville, so that the craft will continue, the craft, the culture. To where it was a natural mentoring situation. Everybody learned from everybody.
Yeah.
There was opportunity for people to work even as children and to grow in their craft and have steady work. And because that's how they became so wonderful, skilled in what they did. And so we want the craft of the old songwriting techniques of Tin Pan Alley and all that. We want to rebirth that and bring the young people in.
And bring back
and
clean
how,
comedy. Clean
absolutely.
Comedy that doesn't require the filth.
How would people get in touch with the Dreamsville Project?
Okay, they can get in touch with us. Our email address is hottestnewact@gmail.com. Our website is evansandrogers.com. And I even give
and
them my
And how do you
telephone.
Spell Evan and Rogers? Because
Evans,
people spell things strange.
Yes. E-V-A-N-S and...
R-O-G-E-R-S.
Yes.
There's no D.
And our phone number for those who are interested in being a part of the Dreamsville Project, they can call us, 818-352-7665.
So
and you're
cool.
on Facebook.
Yes, we are on Facebook. And we'll be posting our notices as we get our nonprofit status. This will be preserving our American entertainment heritage, all the things that were... uniquely American in entertainment, and a lot of things, including things like tap dance, were created.
That's so cool. Yeah, keeping it alive, keeping it going, passing the passing the torch down so the younger people understand and they appreciate it. I've been into clubs and things or you know little restaurants, and these 18-year-olds that are working there are listening to K Earth, and I ask them and they said they like the old music, you know.
Wonderful.
Get tired of
yes,
some of the other stuff.
You should see the jitterbugs, the young kids who get dressed up and put on evening attire, you know, some of them top hats.
And they're also doing dances like the Charleston and the Black Bottom and Roaring Twenties things. And they're just doing it like they're doing it for the first time. It's like a new thing.
Yes, they love it.
So
well,
cool.
On your Facebook page, I realize that we have two friends in common, and both of them do clean comedy. So I know you got good people following you, and I'm following you now. And Rick, I'm looking at your picture on your web page, and I can see, you got kind of Eddie Cantor eyes going on there.
Oh, instead of Betty Davis eyes, I have Eddie Cantor eyes?
Exactly.
Maybe you sort of rewrite the song and put that into the...
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining
thank you guys.
Us.
And
I'm going to have to come out and see you perform.
Oh, wonderful.
That would be wonderful.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to bring Retha down to the Real Cowboys so she can meet everybody.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be great.
Excellent.
Thank
right,
you
guys.
Again for joining us.
Thanks for coming on.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Retha, well, you know, so interesting, huh? And, you know, I know you're kind of a vaudeville act in a way. You could handle that, couldn't you? Of course,
well,
I don't know.
I love vaudeville. I love vaudeville. I love Eddie Cantor. I love just all of them. W.C. Fields, Jimmy Cagney. I was looking at an old Jimmy Cagney movie the other night when he was a song and dance man. Everybody thinks of him as the gangster, but he was a great song and dance man. But we're just about out of time, Jim. So,
God, it goes so fast.
Just
it goes so
quickly,
fast.
I want to say our listeners can text. If you know how to text, I'm trying to get you baby boomers to text now. Text to Easy Way to 313131.
Right.
And you'll get text updates. So you go to 313131 and you just text Easy Way and you'll get free updates about what's going on with Easy Way Broadcasting. Or you can text Easy Way to 22828. To subscribe to the emailing list, and you'll get all kinds of email updates. Now, people say, I don't want all kinds of email updates. Okay, then just go to easywaybroadcasting.com at your own leisure and check it out anytime that you want.
There you go.
And
download the Easy Way app.
I've got a couple of auditions today, so I'm going to have a great day, Jim. I hope you have a great day. Look forward to seeing you next Monday morning at 10 a.m. right here on Easy Way Broadcasting.
Monday morning at 10 a.m., Reese. Looking forward to it.
All right.
Good luck with all those auditions.
Thanks.
Okay, guys.
Y'all.
Talk to you next week.
Easyway Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.